Today we're going to start the Birchas HaShachar. We'll start with the first bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Nosan Lasech V'Hivino, Lehavchin Bein Yoim U'Bein Loila. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who has given the Sahvi understanding to differentiate between day and night. And what is the Sahvi? So there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. What is Sahvi? Rashi says that Sahvi is a tarnagel. Sahvi is a rooster. And Hashem has given the rooster understanding to know the difference between day and night. It's very interesting. The Svarim point out that there is no other creature in the world that knows the difference between day and night, to the point that if you put a rooster into a dark room where there are no windows, it will crow right before dawn. It has a natural instinct to know when morning is about to arrive. Now, why do we care? Why are we giving Hashem a?
What does Rosh say?
Huh? What's that? We'll get there. But so why are we? Why are we giving Hashem a bracha for the wisdom of the tarnagel? I mean, there are many other chayas, many other behemoths that have. Everything else, each and every animal has its unique natural instinct. So the natural instinct of the tarnagel, of the rooster, happens to be that it knows the difference between day and night. Why are we blessing Hashem for this, for specifically the instinct of the tarnagel? The answer is, as Rashi explains, because it gives, the tarnagel gives us the ability to differentiate between day and night. Right? When we hear the tarnagel, right, we're able to know that day is coming. So, and this is where the second pshat, which Rashi also brings, but the Rosh holds that it is the primary pshat, sechvi means the heart. And the reason why Sechvi is the heart, says the Rosh, actually Rashi also says, the reason why the heart is called the Sechvi is because Sechvi comes from the word Seicha, which is to be able to look, to focus. Just in a couple, two parshas ago, right? It says that Sora was called Yiska, it says in the Pasuk. Yiska, says Rashi, why is she called Yiska? Because she's Seicha B'Riach HaKodesh. She's able to see with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration. So the word Soicha is to be able to see things, to reflect upon things. And that is the ability of the heart. So the heart is called a Sechvi. That is the opinion of the Rosh. And according to the Rosh, the bracha is that we make every morning, Asher Nosan LaSechvi Vino LaHavchim Minyam Meloyla. We're blessing Hashem for giving the heart the ability to differentiate between day and night. According to Rashi, we're blessing Hashem for giving the rooster the instinct, the natural instinct to know the difference between day and night. And that rooster gives us the ability to know when is day and when is night. So, and according to Rashi, it's very meduyik. We don't say, Baruch Ata Hashem Adekenu Melech Olam Asher Nosan LaSechvi Vino Livchoin. That would be the, according to Diktuk, that would be the appropriate words. That Hashem has given the Tarnagol the ability to discern Livchoin between day and night. No, Lehavchin means to allow others to differentiate. That's what Lehavchin means. So the whole purpose of this bracha is we are thanking Hashem for giving the Tarnagol the ability to make us aware of the difference between day and night. According to the Rosh, it's a bit difficult. Right? Since we're talking about the heart, Hashem has given the heart the ability to discern between day and night. It should say livchay, not lahavchin. So the word lahavchin points more to Rashi's pshat that sechvi is the rooster, not the Rashi's pshat that sechvi is the heart. But both Rashi and the Rosh both come out to each other's pshat, because according to Rashi, as we mentioned, right, the reason why we are blessing Hashem for giving the rooster the ability to discern between day and night is because the rooster then makes us aware of that difference. So the sechvi, the rooster, makes the sechvi, the heart, aware of the difference. According to the Rosh, it works the other way. Hashem has given the heart the ability to differentiate between day and night, says the Rosh. So why don't we just say Hanoisen Lelev Bina? Why do we use the word Sechvi? Because since a rooster is also called a Sechvi, once we're blessing Hashem for the ability for our heart to discern between day and night, we're also going to throw in a word that also means rooster, so that along with that can come a bracha for Hashem. That Hashem has given the rooster the ability to differentiate between day and night.
Sorry, I'm not understanding. What does it mean to give the heart the ability to differentiate between day and night? I mean, is our eyes or whatever it is? What do you mean by our heart?
Why is it our heart? Well, the eyes don't do anything really. It's the eyes without seichel is worthless. Yeah. You need havchana. You need.
So,
you need
when you use heart, you mean with the mind.
The mind, yeah, that's what he's referring to.
Okay.
Now, there are two nafkaminas between Rashi's pshat and the Rosh's pshat. So again, Rashi's pshat is that sechvi means a rooster, and the Rosh's pshat is that sechvi means the heart. The first nafkimin is, you might realize that there are two nuschois in this bracha. Some people say, Asher nosan lasechvi vina, he who has given, in past tense, he who has given the sechvi understanding to know to differentiate between day and night, and there are those that say hanoisein la sechvi vina, he who gives the sechvi understanding. What's pshat in these two different nischois? Says the Tzlaisa d'Avram, the Chachan Avraham says that it depends in Rashi and the Rosh. According to Rashi, that this is a natural instinct that Hashem has given the rooster. That's what we're thanking Hashem for. Hashem has placed that natural instinct into the rooster at the beginning of creation. So we make a bracha, Asher nosan lasechvi vina, that Hashem has given. It's something of the past. That Hashem has given the sechvi vina. We happen to benefit from it every single day. So every single day we make that bracha, we thank Hashem for giving the rooster that natural instinct that we benefit from every day. But it's something of the past, so we say a bracha asher nosan. according to the Rosh, that it's we're thanking Hashem for our heart to be able to differentiate between day and night. So every morning is a new bracha. Every morning Hashem gives us a new understanding because there's a new morning. So Hashem gives us a new understanding to differentiate between day and night. So according to the Rosh, we need to say, he who gives the heart understanding. The difference would be, as the Sforim point out, if you put any other creature into a room without windows, they will never know. The rooster will know. It's just a natural instinct that knows when day is about to break, no matter where, how dark it is. And it starts crowing, if that's the right word, right before dawn. It's still pitch black outside when it starts. Right? It's before dawn. It knows when dawn is about to break.
But according to, I think, the Rosh, we're thanking God for giving us the intellect to know the difference between
us, giving our heart.
Giving us.
Right.
But He gives all animals that.
Okay. They should also be blessing Hashem. This another nafka minute would be between the Rashi and the Rosh, if one can make this bracha before daybreak. If somebody gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they want to say the bracha of Hashanosan, Hosach Vivina, so according to Rashi, one can make that bracha even during the night, because the sechvi also starts the rooster, according to Rashi, that's what the sechvi means, also starts crowing in the middle of the night, before daybreak, and it's also a bracha for the past. It's not hanoisein, it's ashenosa on the sechvi vina. It has nothing to do with today's day. It has to do with the ability that Hashem has given the rooster to differentiate. That's something in the past that you can make it in the middle of the night. You can make that bracha in the middle of the night also. According to the Rosh, that it's Hashem who has given us the ability, our heart, the ability to differentiate between day and night, so you have to wait for daybreak. Once a person has realized the difference between day and night, then the person can make the bracha. The Chechenever concludes that from the word lahavchin, as we mentioned before, right? The word lahavchin means to make others realize, to make others differentiate. So that indicates more like the pshat of the Rashi, that we're referring to the rooster, not like the Rosh that it's referring to the heart, because then it should say livchaim. He therefore concludes that should be the person's the pshat. The person should have in mind when he says the bracha should be the tarnagol. And lahavchin means that the Hashem has given the tarnagol the ability to make us aware of the difference between day and night. And therefore, he says a person can say the bracha before daybreak. And he says that, so it also says so in the Zohar HaKodesh and also in the Kitvei Ari, that a person can say this bracha before daybreak.
Which,
okay, maybe. Yeah. No, it's something that we benefit from every day, though. So, according to the Rosh, Right? Rosh explained, even though that Sechvi means the heart, right? The reason why we don't use the word lave, we use the word Sechvi, is in order to incorporate also the bracha that Hashem has given the Tarnagol, the ability to differentiate. But what about according to Rashi, that it means a Tarnagol? A Sechvi means a Tarnagol. Why don't we use the word Tarnagol? Why do we use the word Sechvi? So one can easily say that Rashi himself says that the reason why we're thanking Hashem for the Tarnagol is Lahavchin, right? Is to give our heart the understanding to differentiate between day and night. So therefore, we're also, according to Rashi, we're also incorporating both Pshatim into Sechvi. But says the Chechenover, that nowadays, nobody comes on to the Tarnagol anymore. Who comes on to the Tarnagol to know who comes on to the rooster to know the difference between day and night? We have alarm clocks. So he says, that is why we don't use the word Tarnagol. We use the word Sechvi. According to Rashi, even according to Rashi, we don't use the word Tarnagol, we use the word Sechvi. That also means the heart. We're blessing Hashem for giving the human heart the wisdom to invent different ways to differentiate between day and night. Now that people don't use it, we have other methods. We have methods through technology to know the difference, to know when morning is coming. We have alarm clocks. We have all different types of things. That is why we don't use the word Tarnagol, says the Chachanavar. We use the word Sechvi because that incorporates the pshat of the human heart, that Hashem has given the human heart wisdom to know, to invent things to take the place of the Tarnagol. The Chiddush HaRim says that the bracha asher nosam la'sechvi vino la'havchi midyom ubein layla, which according to the Rosh means that Hashem has given the heart the ability to differentiate between day and night, is a bracha that we bless Hashem for giving us the ability to have free choice. And Yom and Laila, says the Chiddush HaRim, are merely terms for good and bad. Asher nosan lasech vivina lahavchim ben yom v'layla, says Chiddush HaRim, that Hashem has given the heart the understanding to differentiate between good and bad, between day and night. That is a bracha we need to make every day, says the Chiddush HaRim. The Sfasamus explains, why do we have to make this bracha every day? Free choice was given to a person when he was born. Says the Sfasamus, because when a person commits an avera, especially when a person repeats an avera more than once, that avera becomes very difficult for a person to extract himself from doing that avera again. The bechira is almost taken from the person. And that's why we find that people repeat an avera that has been committed. A person tends to repeat. Person becomes attached to the point that their bechira is taken away from them. And there's a gift, says the Shasem, is from above. Every day when the person wakes up in the morning, a person is given a gift that they now have the ability once again to make a free choice, even in matters that they have chosen poorly in the past. So there's actually a new gift of free choice every morning. And that's why we have to make a new bracha every morning. Today, I'm going to be able to make the right choice. Today, I'm going to be able to see the difference between day and night. Even though yesterday, I didn't take advantage of that ability that I have to make a free choice. It's very interesting that the Prima Godin says that when a person does an Avera, so we know from in Pirkei Avos, it says that when a person does an Avera, they create a bad Malach. Says the Prima Gotham, that bad Malach comes back and drags the person to do that Avera again. Since the Malach, the whole essence of this Malach is that Avera, so the Malach's mission is to get the person to continue doing that Avera. And that's why Avera goyreres Avera. That's why doing an Avera pulls along that same Avera again and again. Because every time the person does it, he creates another Malach. And then he has two Malachim now forcing him to do it again. Then he has three Malachim forcing him to do it again. And then the person is basically helpless. Says the Prima Gadim that truly, after a person does an Avera more than a few times, the person is an Einus. Every time he does the Avera again, the person is almost as if he's coerced to do the Avera. The only reason why there is Einish, the only reason why there is punishment for the person doing the Avera is because of the first time the person did it. When the person did the Avera the first time, the person should have realized that if I do this now, this is going to cause me to do this to continue doing this. So the person went into the Avera knowing that this was going to pull along many Averas, and he's punished for the first time. It's like, right, the time on a person is for the first drink that he had. Right, once he's an alcoholic, he's already an Einus. It's very difficult to pull up, you can't pull him away from it. Right, but it's, you shouldn't have had that first drink. You shouldn't have had that first cigarette. It's the same with Averis. He says that's why we ask Hashem, Al tizkar lanu avonos rishonim. Don't remember those first Averis. The last Averis, we don't care about. Those were an Einus. For that we're coerced to do that by all these demons that we've created. But what we don't want you to remember is the Avonos Rishonim, the first time we did the Averis. And that's why when it says that Hashem forgives our Averis, the Pasuk says, that we say by Tachran, we say, Mavi Rishon Rishon. Hashem takes away the first of each Avera. Once he takes away the first, everything else falls away. Because all the others are just, they just follow as a result, and those were an Einus. That's mamsh pshat. Gnas like a means that it's mamsh like a hat. It's highness. And that's pshat in the posuk. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha. Right, return Yisrael to Hashem your God. Ki chashalta b'avoynecha, because you stumbled upon your avera. And the Gemara asks, ki chashalta means you stumbled, which is a shoygig, or an einus. And avoyin is amazed. What is a ki chashalt b'avinecha? It's an oxymoron. How can you stumble on a mezid? The answer is yes. It starts out with an avayin, but then the person keeps on being nikshal and the same aver again and again. He's no longer a mezid, but he's chashalt b'avinecha. The person keeps on stumbling along that first avayin. But nevertheless, despite all of this. Despite the fact that there's all these malachim that seem to coerce a person to do the Avera, nevertheless tells us the Sfas Emes that every morning the person is given a gift. That the person has the ability, despite yesterday's poor choices, the person has the ability to make a wise choice. And that is why we say the bracha, Asher nosan l'sach v'vino l'havchen ben yom ben laila. I believe, of course, all the words of the Prima Gadim are true, Emes L'Amita, but I believe that it is somewhat psychological. And that a person, after doing an Avera one or two times, the person feels so verschmutzt. The person feels compromised. And the person doesn't, when the Avera comes along again, the person doesn't think that that it makes a difference anymore. I've already verschmutzt myself with this, so I might as well just do it again. And despite the fact that the person might have done tshuva, after committing an avera, a person feels guilty about it. The person does tshuva, and Hashem might have forgiven the person. Nevertheless, a person has much more difficulty forgiving themselves than Hashem has. Hashem is readily forgives a person when a person regrets and feels true remorse. But it's very difficult for a person to forgive themselves. We have a conscience that is very demanding. And that, I believe, is what causes a person to repeat their previous averas, the inability to forgive ourselves. This is why one of the tenoim, one of the conditions of tshuva, if you look into the Rambam, one of the conditions of tshuva, besides regret, which is charata, and besides accepting upon myself that I'll never do it again, there's something called aziva sachet. The Rambam says one of the conditions of tshuva is aziv zachet, leave the chet behind. What does that mean? Oh, I've already regretted it. I've already said I'm never going to do it again. What does it mean, aziv zachet? Aziv zachet means you have to forgive yourself. You have to leave the avera behind you. You can't continue schlepping it with you. As long as we schlep along our garbage with us, we're going to do it again. You can say as many times as you want, you're never going to do it again. If you can't forgive yourself, if you can't view it as if you've never ever done it again, that you have to view it as if you've never done it before. And if you can't view it that way, then you're going to do it again. That's aziv zachet. Last week's parsha, the malachim came to save Lot from Sodom. And as they were leaving Sodom, they told Lot and his family, "Al tabit acharecha, do not look behind you." Then it says, "Vatabet ishta me'achareha, vatine tziv melech." His wife looked behind her, and she became a pillar of salt. What does that mean? Why did she become a pillar of salt? And I believe the answer is what the malachim were telling Lot is, you're leaving Sodom. You're leaving this place of absolute wickedness. Turn a new page in your life. Leave the past behind you. Leave it behind you. Do not look back. If you look back, you're just going to schlep Sodom with you. And you'll never be able to move forward. The nature of schlepping the past with us is that we become immobile. We cannot move forward. And the reason why we can't move forward is because we're preserving the past. When his wife looked behind her, she became an immobile preservative. She became an etziv melech, a pillar of salt, an immobile preservative. There's a There's a Gemara in Sefer Brachos, and a pasuk says, "Gam ele tishkachna, va'anochi le'ashkachech." Pasuk says, "Also these you have forgotten, but I will not forget you." Hashem speaking to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says that Amra Knesset Yisrael v'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael says to Hashem. Kivan she'ein shikcha l'fnei kisa k'vodecha. Since there is no forgetfulness before your throne of glory, Shema loy tishkach li masa egel. Maybe you'll never forget the egel. To which Hashem responds, "Gam Eila Teshkachna." I will forget the Eila. When by the Eagle, Bnei Yisrael said, "Eila Elohecha Yisrael," right? It started with the word Eila. So Hashem says, "Gam Eila Teshkachna." I will forget the Eila. So Bnei Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael says the Gemara, "Well, if there is forgetfulness, Shema Teshkachli Masa Sinai. Maybe you'll forget that we accepted the Torah that we said Nasa V'Nishma." Shema says, so Hashem responds, "But Anoichi lo yashkachech, I won't forget the Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem lekecha, Mamad Har Sinai, I won't forget." What's going on here? You will forget. You won't forget. Hashem forgets. Hashem doesn't forget. And then, Eila, it says in the pasuk, "I'm Eila tishkachna," which is Hashem speaking to us. Hashem says, "Eila, you will forget." He's not talking about Hashem. And I believe, according to what we've said until now, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is willing and able to forgive us. But one of the conditions of tshuva is azivas hachet, meaning one of the conditions of tshuva is that we need to forgive ourselves. If we're not willing to forgive ourselves because we're holding on to that avera, then we're obviously going to repeat it. And if that's the case, how can Hashem forgive us? So when we say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, "Shema loy tishkach li ma'as egel," maybe you'll never forget the egel, Hashem answers, "Gam ele tishkachna." First you forget it. You forget it first. If you forget it, I'll forget it. And that ability to forget, that ability to let go of the past, is the bracha. Today, I have new bechira. I am not bound by my poor bechira of yesterday. That's what the Sfasam says. I'm not bound by my poor bechira of yesterday. Today, I have new bechira. Today, I can make a new choice because yesterday no longer exists. What I've done yesterday is the past. I have a new ability to make a free choice as if nothing ever occurred. If you look into this, this concept is written in a Rishon. If you look on the Sefarna, on the pasuk by Kayin, it says, Hashem says to Kayin, "Lama naflu panecha? Why has your face fallen?" Look into the Sefarna. The Sefarna says that what Hashem's words to Kayin was, there is no purpose in focusing on the past if you can correct it by focusing on the future. Mamash, the words of the Zephon. We have new Bechira every day. There's no reason why we need to focus on yesterday. Now, interesting that we say, Ashanos l'asach v'vinu l'havchin bein yoim u'vein laila. Right, to differentiate between day and between night. We say bain twice. We should say lahavchin ben yoim lalayla, to differentiate between day and night. Lahavchin ben yoim uvein laila, between day and between night. What does that mean? So perhaps we can understand this. There's a pasuk parshas Netzavim. The pasuk says, "Re'ei nasati lefanecha ayoyim esachayim esatev esamoves esorah." Realize that I placed before you today life and good, and death and bad. And then the pasuk concludes, "Bacharta b'chaim." Choose life. The question is, well, obviously, if you place before me life and death, I'm going to choose life. Why does the pasuk have to advise us? So I believe that what the Torah HaKadosh is telling us is that we live in a very, in a misconstrued world. It's in the Gemara, our world is called an Olam Hafach. It's called an upside down world. What's supposed to be up there is down. Whatever is supposed to be respected is not respected. So it happens to be that what the world calls good, right, we call bad. Right? What the rest of the world views as good, to us, that very might well be bad. And what the rest of the world views as bad might be considered good for us. And what they consider life, we consider death. And what they consider death, we consider life. It's a totally opposite. The way the Torah looks at the world is totally different than the earthly human being sees the world. So Hashem tells her, hey, I want you to realize, Nosati lefonecha, what I placed before you, there's chaim, there's toiv, there's mavis, there's ra, realize that that's only an appearance. That's what it looks like before you, lefonecha. But what you should choose is chaim, is true life, not what appears as life. What you should choose is true life. So, in every yom, which is, as Hasama says, yom represents good, we need to differentiate what is true yom and what's not true yom. In every lila, what seems to be darkness, we need to be able to differentiate what is truly lila, what's not truly lila. And that is what we bless Hashem for giving us that ability to discern, the ability to understand the difference between day and day, and night and night. Lahavchin bein yoim uvein laila. We have the ability to differentiate within day and within night. What is true day, what is not true day. What is true night and what is not true night. Yashikayach.